All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, you have driven a car of late. I did as well. Let's start with yours, though. 2024 Toyota Camry Hybrid XSE. And I'll just say really quick, I'll add my own two cents. One of my favorite cars, by the way. For the money, one of the best cars you can buy.
I figured you're going to say that. And actually, I have to correct because I messed up. It's actually a 2025, which is actually significant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because in 2025, there is no longer a combustion engine only option. It is a hybrid only powertrain, which makes easier selections for buyers, right?
Yep.
You know, they don't necessarily have to choose anymore.
Right.
There's also new exterior styling and an updated interior, which is fantastic. You can also get a optional all-wheel drive, so you can get a all-wheel drive hybrid Camry, and it can range anywhere, Dad, from about $29,000 or so to about $43,000.
Okay.
All just depends on what you're looking for, what the options that you are. And I'll just get into, like you said, it is one of yours and I's personal favorite cars just because of the value, right? The pure, simple value that this car brings. It's just phenomenal, and they've only made it better. Again, they've enhanced the styling. They've made it look better than ever before. This car is not something that you'd expect Camrys of old to look. It's got some nice, sharp, sleek edges on it, which make it look great. It's got a lot of nice features on it. We drove an XSE version, and that one is about $43,000, Dad. But depending on how you option it, like we said, you can actually get this car with a hybrid, Dad, that's going to give you, let me pull it up here really quick, between 44 and 43 miles per gallon, so 43 and 44 miles per gallon with that hybrid powertrain. You can get, it's really hard to beat that amount of money, to be honest, Dad, and to find an all-wheel drive hybrid, which I know they're becoming a little bit more common. But to actually find that as an option, Dad, on a sedan, you typically find those more on the front-wheel drive variety, is fantastic. But you've driven a Camry before. What do you love most about it?
Oh, just as far as everyday drivability, room inside, trunk is spacious. I mean, it's just one of those cars that when you look at it for the dollars and cents that you pay, one of the best vehicles out there, in my opinion. I mean, they have been a solid core staple of Toyota for years, and there's a reason for that. The other thing that I was noticing on the 2025 version is the front end is looking more Lexus-y.
It is. They've again, there's a little bit more sharp features on the front end that sort of give it that luxury look.
Yeah.
I'll just say it.
Yeah.
And so this car looks fancier than a $43,000 car. And some of you are going to say, well, it should look fancy. But I'm just telling you, folks, that you get into this car and you get driving it, and it looks and feels different than a $43,000 car. And I'll just say this. The hybrid powertrain that Toyota and Lexus are known for, but specifically Toyota, is still second to none.
Yep.
And that is the exact case in this situation, in that you do not feel, you can't hardly feel a difference. It's got some really nice features. I think they've added some optional, you know, low speed automatic driving as far as, you know, the car will slow down and speed up and such for you. Ultimately, Dad, one of mine and your favorite cars, I should say. And I encourage folks, get out, test drive it. Again, 2025 Toyota Camry. This was the XSE version, and all of them are hybrid. So if you want to learn more about this, head to your local dealer, Dad, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.